You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says my husband hides his treats, but he doesn't know that I know where the hiding spot is.
So he just thinks he ate them all and he forgot.
He's always wondering how his sweets disappear so quickly.
So funny.
His chocolates can't be safe in his own house.
That's right. What's mine is yours, honey.
Well,
how it works.
On this show, I can't promise that your secret candy won't be compromised, but we can promise your secrets will stay 100% safe and secure. Unless Alexis has too many white claws and starts tweeting. So.
I don't know your name, so it's all right.
But one of our listeners wants to let us into her chocolate cupboard.
Oh.
She wants to go by Tanya today. And then, you know what? That was a bad way to phrase it. Tanya, I'm sorry.
Too immature for that
but
one.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. I have confession to share.
Oh, you do? Well, then,
good
thing we put you on this segment.
Yep, you're in the right spot. Voice changer is on. You're the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, Tanya, let's hear your confession.
Okay, so when I was younger, I was going through a funk in my life. And every time I was going out with someone new, it kind of like they lost attention in me and they weren't getting back to me. So I thought, why not just spice up my life? And that's when I read this Cosmo article.
I mean, turn to Cosmo. I feel you.
They'll have the answers.
That may have been where the funk started.
I mean, if it's in Cosmo, it has to be true, right?
Totally.
I don't think that is how the saying goes. Yeah.
Truth happens here.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the article told me when things start to get romantic and you want to just, like, feel better about it, you bring a live bee into the room.
What'd you say? A live what?
Bee.
Like a bumblebee?
A bee?
A bee.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dang.
I guess that's better than a black widow or something.
The whole point of it is to create danger and excitement in the room.
Oh.
And that's what I wanted.
See how high-pitched his scream gets when it happens.
Yeah.
Are we looking over my shoulder? Like, I don't hear the bee anymore. Where is it?
Yeah, maybe you go with a yellow jacket instead. They're a little bit more...
A little more deadly?
Well, they're aggressive. Bees are sweet. They get a bad rap. They're different than, you know...
Bee is level one. You get upgrade to the different levels of danger as you go through.
When you're getting really kinky, we're talking poisonous, venomous.
Yeah, you got scorpions and everything. But
it's hot.
Dude,
in here,
murder
Jeff.
Hornet, obviously.
Oh, yeah. But she's starting easy with just a simple bee.
Yes.
Did you actually do this?
I did.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It was such a disaster. I went on a first date with someone, but before I went on the date, I made sure I got a bee and I stuck it under a glass. Yeah. Then we came back to my place and I released the bee while I was making him a drink.
Are you sure it wasn't an innuendo for something that you were supposed to release?
Release the bee being symbolic.
Harness your inner bee and let the sweet nectar of honey loose into your room.
Where were you guys years ago when I needed that?
Oh my God.
She has a whole hive.
But
now.
You're like in your early 20s and you got a bee up in your house.
Yeah.
And a hot guy, so maybe he'll rescue you.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah, maybe he kills it.
Right away, the bee stung me on my lip.
No!
It's like, I know you captured me.
I mean, Kylie Jenner has her lip swelling techniques. Maybe Cosmo does it differently.
Yeah. That's true.
But this was gross. My lips looked awful.
Oh, no.
So he drove me to urgent care.
No! Were you allergic?
Oh, no.
Just my lips were so swollen, it looked like I went 3 rounds in a boxing match.
And that can be scary. The next thing that closes is your throat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Cosmo killed you.
That's why he took me to urgent care to make sure I was okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
that was good.
That is good.
And then when I came out, he wasn't there.
Oh, no.
He ditched you?
What the heck?
Well, I thought he got sick of me and was grossed out and just wanted to, like, leave.
Okay.
So I found my way home, and turns out he was standing outside my building with a dozen roses and some medication for my lips.
What a good guy.
That's nice, except that he ditched you.
Did the roses have bees in them, too?
I hope not.
So he showed up to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure I was okay. I got home okay.
Aww.
And then we've been married for 4 years.
Aww.
Oh, bee worked after all that?
Cosmo Magazine was right.
It did.
Oh my God!
Wait, why is it a confession, though? That's a sweet story.
Yeah, but he doesn't know it.
Oh, he thinks it was just an accident, like a bee happened to go into the house.
You didn't know that you manipulated the story.
he thinks I would be an idiot to do that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he probably thinks. I'm sure you've done other things.
Yeah,
hey, guys, already. Now that I know this works, next date I have a whole swarm of bees. I love in my apartment. This is gonna be great.
This is the missing key for you.
I picture Jose opening the door to his date with a full beekeeper outfit.
Yeah. I just open it like, bees, run!
He's ready for
run
a good
to the
time.
Altar with me.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm seeing this on the radio, but yeah, that's what happened.
Well, don't worry, wow. Your mask, no one knows who you are. Yeah. You kind of sound like a little bee.
Well, good for you.
Text
in 78592 if you have a confession you've been holding on to. We can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up.
Mass speaker.
We'll do it next.